What are you gonna play, Papa? Play that in the other tuning too? Can you play that in the other tuning too? The top?
Yeah, at the top.
What's the words, Papa Joe?
J'ai passé devant ta porte, j'ai crié bye bye la bête. Y'a pas personne qui m'a répondu. Oh yeah, mon cœur fait mal.
How many verses you got?
Bob. Bob sang it.
Yeah.
Well, they play, y'all play that one, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody plays that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they play that one, Dad.
Most of the time, play it up here.
Same way.
Yeah. I can play a little bit the other way.
Now you got to go.
played it on that.
Not the old way. Yeah. That's the original way. Not the way it was recorded.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the bottom side. Getting the thing all figured out, Bob?
How about that Madame Baptiste?
Madame Baptiste?
Yeah.
Who'd that one come from?
Oh, that was way yonder when I was a little boy. Yeah, he said, Madame Batsy's give me a pretty bird, girl. Then he come back and said, make me some good gumbo.
Papa D, you have a Mardi Gras tune?
Yeah.
You got any words for that?
No.
You don't remember it, huh? Now that would be from where? From Church Point?
Yeah.
That tune?
That was from, no, a little bit closer to the Lake Shore. We used to play that around Fenton, Louisiana.
Around Fenton?
Yeah.
Because I never heard that one. Have you, Mike?
No.
I never heard it.
It's between Kennedy and Iowa.
Huh.
Play that one. Huh? Uh-uh.
What's that?
What's the name of that band?
Louisiana Breakdown.
Two-step.
Think about it now.
I remember you played it last time we was up there.
Oh yeah.
7-Up and Diet Coke.
can't play long on
them. That's
I get tired pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good song. I like that one.
Yeah. You try. That's nice.
What's that one called?
I don't know the name of it.
You know that one called?
I didn't learn the name of that song.
Do you know what the name of that one is, Bob?
No.
You're going to have to put numbers on them.
Yeah, we'll call it by number.
Yeah, I said number one, two, three.
I'm going to have to take this thing off.
Yeah, it's warming up good.
Oh, yeah.
You're warming up too because you're playing.
Causing a heat wave, Papa Joe.
I'm feeling it. It's not cold and he won't listen to me.
You remind me of my daughter. She was washing. It was real cold one morning. It had ice. She was washing windows, and she was barefooted, and she had a big coat on. I said, what in the world? I said, you out there? Well, she said, my shoes would have got wet anyhow. And she said, I can't stand shoes. She likes to go barefoot.
Me too. I found if I keep my chest and stuff warm, my feet stay warm by themselves.
Yeah. Oh, man, I freeze to death. I go barefoot. At least I couldn't walk barefoot for one thing.
Took me a while to get my feet tough again. All the rocks and the sticks and stuff. And
Papa, did you say that you were talking, last time I was over here, you talked about the jug of plumbo? Jug of Plumbo.
Which one, Bob?
It's a blues, a Jug of Plumbo.
No. I did learn that.
But you've heard it.
Yeah,
you
I've heard it. Heard yeah.
it.
Yeah.
How did you hear it? As an accordion tune or a song or what?
It seems to me like I heard it in accordion.
Uh-huh. Where did you hear that one?
In Louisiana. I'm kidding.
Where?
Over on close to Lake Shaw.
Over there around
Highway.
Kinder?
What was the name of that place where we went and held them, where we went and listened to them people? Well, one time we went over to Crowley.
We went to Crowley one time.
Yeah.
And listened to some people play. And then the last time, I don't know the little name of the little town, it was Harris's Seafood.
I believe Pat knows the name of that little town. But anyhow, it's close to Lacassine. You know where Lacassine is?
Yeah.
Well, you turn left, right? That Lacassine, if you're going towards Lake Charles, you turn left on the bridge. Oh, I used to know him.
Maybe Pat knows what.
I was just curious. Did you hear that tune a long time ago, though? Wait, you said something about you heard it all your life or something like that. No.
Because
that's it's a little unusual.
Yeah, a little unusual. I left Louisiana, so I didn't hear too much.
When did you leave?
See, when I was 18, I left Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And I never been back over there. More of just a very few times, you know.
So most of what you know is from before, when you were 18 or younger.
Yeah, and when I was 18, but I don't remember hearing it when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That little town was named Hayes.
Oh yeah, Hayes.
Uh-huh.
That's where.
They got some good musicians there.
Yeah.
Well, them fellas really plays good. But they got the steel guitar, and they got the fiddle, they got the drum, and they got the regular guitar, man. So they, five or six of them in a group, and they practice together and they all play, and they make good music, no joke about it.
And what band was that? You remember who it was?
I don't remember the name of them. The name of something could come through here and it comes out right over here. It's gone.
So,
now one of them that I learned from them, it's that Red Wing, the way they played in Louisiana for.
Well, it's not Red Wing.
Steel guitar man plays that part right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds good. The fiddle man plays. Man catches with the fiddle man. I know you can play that, but
I want to talk to you a little more while we got the recorder running. When you first started to play when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
You learned by listening to your dad?
My dad and my brother.
Your brother Lanny?
Your oldest brother? My brother Armand.
And Armand?
Armand and Andrew.
Uh-huh. Because you were the youngest.
I was the youngest one. I was the baby of the family.
Uh-huh.
I was the youngest one.
Did they ever show you anything, or did you have to figure it out?
No. My dad didn't show me anything. I just sat right by him and watched him and listened.
And how old were you then?
Oh, I was probably about 6-7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when I was able to steal his accordion, I played, but I couldn't play like my dad played. My dad played a music like the Canadian.
Uh-huh.
Play. Now, Joe LeBlanc played like my daddy played.
Your friend Joe,
my daddy could play the quadrille, the jig, and square dance.
Uh-huh.
And stuff as that, you know, on the accordion. And he was good. He played real good.
But
and then
did.
later on, when I got about, 12 years old, about 10 years old, my dad started playing the way that the Louisiana way.
Uh-huh.
And he played because every one of the boys always had an accordion over at the house.
Uh-huh.
When my dad quit buying an accordion, well, the others had an accordion. Because Lanny was the oldest one. He played, he had too many places to play, so he'd send Armour that was next to him
mm-hmm.
to play at one place, and he'd play at the other one. And then when Andrew got started and big enough to play, well, then Andrew would start going to play in dances too.
Did they have dance halls around there, or were you playing?
Oh, they had dance
halls.
Oh, yeah, they had dance halls, big dance halls.
You remember any of them in particular?
And, over in Elton, Louisiana. That's where I played the first time on a bandstand.
Uh-huh.
In Elton, Louisiana.
Who was playing with you? You remember?
It was a Langley.
Langley?
Yeah.
On the fiddle?
I'll have to call his name in French, Firan Langley. He was playing, he was good to bass, you know, like my
on the fiddle, he played the bass part.
Yeah, he played the fiddle.
What else? Did you have other instruments?
No.
Just a fiddle and accordion?
Just a fiddle and accordion.
That was pretty...
Oh, we had a fella there with them little jingling, them little...
Triangle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you didn't have a guitar back then?
No guitar.
Was there many guitars back then?
I never had seen a guitar with an accordion player before I was... Oh, almost 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of them were just fiddling and pangolin and accordion.
Uh-huh.
And now where we live, now maybe further south, they had guitar.
How about two fiddles? You ever see two fiddles play together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One bassin?
Yeah, I'm sure. Seen that a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Them old Cajun could really play.
Uh-huh.
Good together, you know. They really play some good music.
So
we had one old man that could play all these songs with a banjo. Now that was good.
Uh-huh.
And his boy, at the fact I give him my accordion. I gave it to him. I didn't want to give it to him. Say, well, it's a present. I give it to you for a quarter. I gave it to him for a quarter, and he learned to play, and he recorded.
What was his name?
High enough to record it.
You remember his name?
Yeah, Wilfred Frugier.
Wilfred Frugier.
Mm-hmm.
So he was that from the Frugiers that were the fiddlers?
The old man, he was a fiddler, and he was a banjo player.
What was his name?
The one that could play the banjo.
What was his name?
His name was Omar Frugier.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you say Omar in English.
That's okay. There's a guy named Wade Frugier out there today who still plays.
Yeah.
You know? He's a little younger than you, but not much.
Yeah.
Did you know Wade? He's probably about 70 years old now.
No. It's just like I tell you, after I left Louisiana,
uh-huh.
I didn't go back. And after I got married, well, I quit playing. I didn't play no more. Very seldom that we'd go to a dance where they had accordion. If we went to a dance where somebody had an accordion, well, I'd play. Now, I went to Joe Falcone's dances several times. Over in Texas.
Where in Texas?
Over in Winnie.
Where?
Winnie,
Texas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we used to go to his dance. But I never did play on his accordion.
And when about when was that? You remember?
Oh, that was Ah, that was in the 30s because Melvin was about probably 6 or 7 years old then. And so.
Mom, if y'all like to take a dinner break, we got dinner ready.
Sure.
We've got plenty.
Sure. Yeah, I could go for it. I want to ask Papa just a couple more things while I'm thinking. What, to you, to your way of thinking, what makes a good accordion player?
What makes a good accordion player? Well, I think that a fellow that plays a song, of course, that's my thinking, but playing it as smooth as he can and play it as the way as it was recorded. You know, at the old song, the way it was recorded. Joe Falcone recorded, you know, he's the one I believe that started about the first. He played Jolie Blonde and Pepe Poncho next. And that started the recording in, you know, in Louisiana. But Joe Falcone wasn't one of the top players, no. He didn't play as good as my brother did. My brother played one night on his accordion and Joe Falcone wouldn't let him play no more on it. He played at Pit O' Dan, and Joe couldn't play it.
That was Lanny?
Yeah, that was Lanny.
He was the best. Huh?
Oh, yeah, he was good, very good. Oh, I wish that I could have got some of his music recorded and have some of it, because he was good. He was real good. He wasn't too good to dance, because he didn't have a regular speed with his accordion. He'd get excited sometime and he'd speed up a little bit too much. Or he could play fast now. He could almost play as fast as that tape played. Yeah. He could really play it fast. But he was good. He was good. But Armo was a good accordion player and good to dance by. Man, he had a real smooth music to dance with.
So when you say smooth, you mean a steady, steady rhythm.
Oh, sturdy, and really had to.
Because when
Andrew played good too. He used to play good. He had a good timing, you know, with his music.
So that's pretty important, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think of the music as always being connected to somebody dancing?
Oh, yeah.
The impression I get is it's always been for dancing.
It's always been for dancing. Over in Louisiana, anytime you open up one of these things over here, if it was outside or inside, people would start dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was dancing music, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of enjoyment. People could really enjoy the stuff.
Hey,
I didn't have a car, I didn't have a horse, I had to walk. I walked them anytime, 10 miles to go play a dance, just carry the old accordion in my hand and just take off. And get, boy, just think how much money I got. The best that I ever got, $5. Play from about 8 o'clock till about 2 or 3 in the morning. $5. But you know, $5 was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big day's work. When you had to work for 10 cents an hour and work for nothing in the field. So.
Yeah, it'd be as much as you'd make all week.
Yeah, that's where I could keep my. A few dollars, you know, to buy what I wanted to buy. It was play.
Who was that fiddler that you said you played with that you wanted to make a record but you never did? What was his name?
It was Janice.
Janice.
R.D. Janice. Now, he played good fiddle.
Uh-huh.
He was good on the fiddle.
Do you know what's is he still around or is he passed?
Oh, he's dead. He's gone.
Long gone.
Oh, he was all way young older than me.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was in 18, he was probably in about close to 40 years old then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So before you move,
he'd slow me down. He'd slow me down when I'd play, so I wouldn't drown him out. And one day, he told me, he said, I'll tell you what, he said, I'm going to play and you follow me. So we start playing like that. I just let him lead, and I played in the back. And we were doing good. We were doing good.
Uh-huh.
So we were going to record the song that that I gave you.
Blue Eyes.
Yeah. And it's, but I got the big head. I wanted to get married, so I left Louisiana and went to Texas, got married.
Uh-huh. Now, where were you living in Louisiana when you left?
I was living in Fenton, Louisiana.
Okay. Right.
But we never did live, but just two years is about the most after my dad sold his home. We had a home when I was a small kid, and my dad had a place over in Texas he wanted to buy. So fella wanted to buy a place. Well, that Langley, you know, that played with me, you know, at the dance hall that I was in. He wanted to buy it. So everything got ready to buy. This place in Texas was waiting for my dad to go over and buy the place. But we had to have the money, you know, from our place. Well, when the lawyer come to find out that there was, I don't remember how many earl that was on, that he had to go around and try to get him to sign where he could sell.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he got all that done, then Langley couldn't come up with the money. But just a few dollars, about $400, something like that, I remember that he had given my dad. And it discouraged my dad so much that he told him, he said, well, go ahead, take the place. And we went on sheriff for him, and then just went out. And up till the last crop that we raised, when we never did own a home, then the last crop that we raised, we come out pretty good, and I gave my dad my part of the money to buy him a small place over in Fenton, Louisiana. So he stayed in it for a couple of years, then he went over to Andrew, and they stayed there till both of them died.
Mm-hmm.
With Andrew.
Is there any ballad singers, Papa Joe?
The what?
Did they sing ballads?
No.
People singing, you know, singing without accordions or fiddles. Do you remember any of that?
Oh, I didn't remember that they sang, but as far as singing together, you mean ballads?
No, they sang by themselves.
Oh, yeah, they always sang by themselves.
And with no accordion and no fiddle?
Well, they sang with the accordion, yeah, but I mean, as far as to go out and sing, no. They never did go out and sing by themselves.
No.
Cajun song sang by itself, it wouldn't work. No.
Got to have that rhythm.
No. No, you got to have something behind it.
Well, the blacks used to sing by themselves, like in cotton fields and things like that. Yeah, they'd sing. But
a lot of time the accordion player won't sing, but he... while the fiddle's playing and guitar and the other stuff, but he don't play the accordion while he's singing. Some of them does, but not all of them.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you one of them that always did, and that was Ira Lejeune. Now, he always sung with his accordion.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if he had two fiddles or what it was, but, and you never did drown him out, I guarantee.
He's a strong singer.
No. Yeah. And LaFleur, you remember the one, I know you heard the story of him, that made, talk about his mother, you know, that he'd never seen his mother. Mm-hmm. And he made that record, you know, and he was killed a week before they met. I went to some of his dance too, in Basie, Louisiana. And he was a little short guy. A boy, he sure could play that accordion and sing too.
What was his name?
LaFleur, it was Mavis.
Mavis LaFleur, yeah. He got killed in a car accident, right? Or a shootout.
He got shot. Yeah. Right between the eyes.
So you went to dances where he was playing?
Yeah, I went to dance over at Basie where he was playing. Yeah. Had a big dance hall there. He recorded that song. See, he never seen his mother. She gave him away when he was a baby. And he, as far as for seeing her, you know, and remember her, he didn't. And he had to find her, and they had made contact, and they had an appointment to meet on Saturday. But he already had recorded the song. But he never did hear it because it hadn't come out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The record hadn't come out yet. And on Wednesday evening, him and another fellow went to a club. And it's somewhere close to Ville Platte, somewhere around in there, to play. And when they got on the bandstand, well, fella walked in the bar and shot the bartender, killed him, and he turned around and he shot LaFleur.
Mm.
And shot at the fiddle player, but he jumped through a window and saved his life. I mean, he would have killed him too. I mean, without no quarrel, no nothing. They don't know why he done it and for what. I mean, it never was no quarrel, no nothing.
Mm.
Just walked in crazy, you know.
What song did he record?
He recorded Old Mom, and then he recorded Grand Basile, Big Basile. And then he had recorded, I can't remember the name of the other record. He had recorded two records.
So it's 78.
But that was... I don't know, it was heartbreaking, you know, when we heard the record and knowing that that he was supposed to see his mother, you know, on Saturday. And also in that song, he tells her, so, oh, Mom, viens au voir qu'est-ce qu'arrivé. Oh, Mom, you come over and see what happened.
Huh.
Just like if something had told him that he was going to die. And he had told him in the song that he'd like to see her one time before he died.
Jeez.
He didn't get to see her. That was terrible, I tell you.
Well, you want to take a break?
Sure.
Yeah, let's take a lunch break. What do you say?
Yeah, we'll take a lunch break. We'll be right back.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, that's Madame Baptiste.
Yeah.
Baptiste.
Madame Baptiste.
That's a great tune. I don't know. I've never heard that before.
I never heard it before either.
Did you?
Where'd you?
We didn't record it, eh?
No.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Where'd you learn that? Is that something you learned from?
I learned that when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't hear that one anymore.
Uh-uh.
No. Well, a lot of these songs you don't hear no more because a lot of these songs, they add on a little bit to it and then they play different, you know, they play a different way. Uh-huh. And they put some of that rock in there and it, some of the zydeco and first one thing and another.
You know the words to that?
No, I didn't. It got more word and the whole I know is just two or three words of it. Hey, Madame Baptiste, faites-moi votre jolie fille. Oh, Madame Baptiste, faites-moi du bon combo. Je vais prendre votre petite fille, je vais l'emmener, mais je vais l'aimer. Je vais la soigner pour toute ma vie, Madame Baptiste, mais c'est un peu fin.
So what's it saying? What's it about?
What
in English?
It?
What's it?
It's hard for me to repeat that.
Well, but just what's it about?
Miss Baptiste, give me your little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got that then, much.
Then give me, make me some good gumbo, and I'll take your little girl. I'll take good care of her.
Good care of her.
And then you come back and say, Madame Baptiste, I really like that. So, if
Baptiste was
her lady, Madame Baptiste.
But it was her husband's first name.
Yeah, Baptiste. His like last name. Last name.
Uh-huh.
Madame Baptiste.
Uh-huh.
No, no, it was a
first
name.
First name, right. Like they call your wife Madame Joseph.
Madame, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Madame Sostan, her husband's first name was Sostan. That's. That's her.
I'm so stacked.
That's another old one, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's another. And this is Grand Basile. They say it, they change it to Big Mamoon.
Thank you.
sing that one, Joe?
Nope.
That's pretty high, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't
know if you can play the guitar. I got a guitar in there.
That's the one that you were talking about with LeFleur.
Yeah, that's the one LeFleur. That he didn't that's see his mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real high one. Yeah. That's on one of the tapes I sent you.
You what?
That's on one of those tapes that I sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one here is, I put this one here together too.
G.
The G.
Well, this guitar is not with me.
That's the one that you, when I play it, and then with the D chord, then you play it an A.
Well, that chord, it's overpowering over the rest of the instruments. You hear that over every.
Try it, man.
Yeah.
You don't have your recording.
It's not.
That's on. The guitar is flat. It's low. The guitar.
That's an awful skip.
Plant a garden? Put them pictures in your garden.
Keep the crows out, huh?
Yeah. Let's play it over. You got the guitar.
Play
it. We'll be right back.
don't sound like it's in tune with them. You know, the piano's in pretty much tune. Of course, I got a tuner, too.
So then? Yeah, part of it is that you can tune the strings open, but they're fairly high here, so when you hold them down to chord it, it'll go out. But I had it pretty close.
Play a G.
See what you got.